Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 9th of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. A plateau of COVID cases in the past week. Rain today, so a revised senior race day tomorrow. Police want video or photos of that sidecar crash. Southern politicians dive into the pool saga and the view so far of TT 2022 from the clerk of the course.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First am I, Rob Pritchard.
First am I. Tomorrow's senior TT race has been reduced to a four-lap contest. It's part of a revised racing schedule for Friday, the 10th of June, confirmed by TT organisers today. There's been a plateauing of confirmed COVID-19 cases across all ages on the Isle of Man in the last week. That's according to Public Health, which has published its latest weekly surveillance report today. No further COVID-19-related deaths have been recorded on Ireland in the last 7 days. Police have stated 68% of the overnight cells were in use last night, a figure that's greater than normal. Of the 22 cells in total, 15 were occupied by those arrested for various offences, the majority relating to alcohol. In international news, two British fighters who were captured in Ukraine have been issued the death penalty by a Russian-backed court. Aidan Aslin from Nottinghamshire and Sean Pinner from Bedfordshire were detained by Russian forces in April. They say they'll appeal against the decision. For the first time, the average cost of filling a car up with petrol in Britain has topped £100. While there are no current plans to lower duty further, Downing Street has called the rise hugely concerning. And it's being recommended the age at which someone can legally buy cigarettes in England rises by a year every year until no one can get them. The UK government says it'll carefully consider proposals to phase out smoking in England. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
There's a strong wind warning in the North Irish Sea at the moment. State of sea is slight to moderate. And the three-day weather starting this evening. Well, the cloud is set to clear. Not here on Douglas Head. Can't see anything. A moderate southerly wind will blow. They're promising late evening sunshine, so we'll see. Overnight minimum 10 Celsius. Senior race day tomorrow. Bank holiday Friday. Dry with sunny spells, strong and gusty south-southwesterly. Daytime maximum 17, dry after dark down to 12 Celsius. For Saturday, Jasan, sunny spells, scattered showers on a fresh southwesterly. Top temperature 17 degrees. Tides on the way back in. High waters 11 minutes past 8. Sunset 11 minutes before 10. Low tide overnight 28 minutes before 3 a.m. Sunrise 14 minutes to 5. And the morning's high water, 25 past 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
There has been a plateauing of confirmed COVID-19 cases across all ages on the Isle of Man in the past week, according to the Public Health Department, which has published its latest weekly surveillance report today, the 9th of June. Rob's back with some more detail.
Public Health has also confirmed no further COVID-19-related deaths have been recorded on Ireland in the last 7 days. It means the number of people who've died with the virus since the start of the pandemic stands at 107. Meanwhile, the COVID reproduction rate, or R number, now stands at 1, up from 0.77 last week. Elsewhere, the current 7-day average for confirmed positive test results locally stands at 21. Public Health has once again stated the R number is prone to large fluctuations when reported case numbers are small. It adds that case ascertainment and calculation of the R number is reliant on patterns of testing and reporting. Therefore, it's considered likely there are more cases than have been notified. Meanwhile, the organisation also states, given the current absence of any new variants of concern, it's still expecting to see the fall in cases to continue as the BA2 Omicron strain of the virus passes through the susceptible population.
The Isle of Man Constabulary is appealing for video footage or photographs of the sidecar which was involved in a fatal incident at Aggoslip on Saturday. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Officers are asking for help from accredited media who were on the course, who captured what happened to Sidecar 21 and the lead-up to it. It's part of an ongoing investigation into the death of sidecar racer Cesar Chanel. The Frenchman died at the scene on the first lap of the rescheduled first sidecar race on Saturday, the 4th of June. Yesterday, it was confirmed that his teammate and passenger, Olivier Lavarel, was the racer in a critical condition at Aintree University Hospital and not César, as TT organisers had initially reported. They admitted there had been a case of mistaken identity, and it was, in fact, the driver who'd succumbed to his injuries at the scene. The Isle of Man Constabulary has told Manx Radio the race incident is now under the coronial process and police are investigating the incident on behalf of the Coroner of Inquests. It means officers are investigating the events leading up to it, the incident itself, and the aftermath. The sidecar, which normally carried number 39 plates, was running with number 21 signage on the day after the outfit was moved up the grid.
It's senior race day tomorrow and the showcase event for it. The senior TT has had to be curtailed. TT organisers have confirmed a revised racing schedule for tomorrow around the Snaefell Mountain course. Rob Pritchard.
Three races are penned in for tomorrow's session, all of which have reduced distances. It's after poor weather during Wednesday meant the Supersport TT Race 2, which was scheduled to take place that evening, had to be postponed. The Supersport contest was then meant to take place today. However, it was called off for a second time this morning due to the continuing poor conditions. As a result, TT organisers have now had the tricky task of trying to get three races in on Friday, and now they've confirmed the new plan. Tomorrow, roads around the course will shut at 10 a.m. before the Supersport TT Race 2 gets underway at 10:45 and will consist of two laps. Following that will be the Sidecar TT Race 2 at 12:30 p.m, also over two laps. And then the centrepiece event, the Senior TT, is scheduled to get underway at 2:15 p.m. It'll consist of four laps instead of the usual six. Roads around the course are then due to reopen no later than 9 p.m.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 23 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. Politicians in the south of the island say they're united in supporting the need for a publicly owned swimming pool in the area. They've released a statement saying they believe a new Castle Rushen High School and a new southern pool should be part of one project. Earlier this month, it was announced that the pool cafe would close at the end of this school term due to losses of £30,000 a year. Keen swimmer Julian contacted Man in Line today, saying more needs to be done to save the facility.
Why is Castletown Swimming Pool, the decision has been taken to close it during TT? There's no signage outside, and there never has been, I don't think, in the 40-odd years that it's been open to indicate that there's even a cafe there, even though that cafe opens till 8 o'clock at night most weekdays. So, I mean, Barbara Berriton described the cafe as probably just a tuck shop for Castle Rushen High School and not a destination cafe. But that cafe produces quite a lot of hot foods. It's doing scrambled eggs on toast. It's doing paninis. It's doing jacket potatoes, hot dogs, burgers, mini pizzas. Rather more than you'd expect from a tuck shop. And I reckon the most of the regular customers that I see in there will attest to that. But to be fair to the board, I think Southern Commissioners, all of them, and I think the government as well needs to step up and get some action done on this. You know, get those shortfalls immediately sorted out, reverse the decision to sack these three staff members and keep the cafe as it is. Because if you don't, I mean, the pool is short-staffed as it is. So you get rid of three people, that thing's going to close quickly. And I think what should happen really is they should keep it properly maintained and, you know, until the new Southern Secondary School goes under construction, and whilst all the construction's there, have it integrated into it, because it's going to be cheaper with all the plant facility on board.
Bringing back the TT after a three-year absence has been absolutely fantastic. The words of the Clerk of the Mountain Course, who says improved safety measures and enhanced opportunities to watch the event are paying off. But after three fatalities already this year during racing, Gary Thompson admits separating the professional from the personal can be a challenge.
This year we've put a number of additional safety measures in place. For instance, there's the 28 digital red flags around the course, which has been a huge step forward, and not only for the riders and competitors, but for the marshals as well. You know, the idea for the digital red flag system was to enhance marshalling rather than replace. So we've still got the same amount of marshals out on the course, but the red flag system is to enhance marshalling. So we've got the simultaneous message going out to the course to all riders in the event of a red flag situation. We've got a completely brand new kitted out race control, which now resembles something like NASA. It really is. The technology up there is fantastic, and in the past all I've been able to see is from the start line to the end of pit lane, so I've been completely reliant on the information I get from the marshals, and I still am. I mean, the marshals do a fantastic job and they're still reporting in everything they should be, but we've now got the ability to have visual around the course with the live feed we've got in from Greenlight, which has enhanced our visibility tremendously.
There are difficult situations that you have to deal with. How do you separate the personal emotional reaction to those events with the job that needs to be done?
That's a really good question. It really is a good question. I've been doing this job for 10 years, and I've got to know a lot of the riders really well. And in the event of a serious incident or worse, depending who it is, it kind of affects you in different ways. Obviously, because you know people better than others. But at the end of the day, up in race control, when an incident takes place, we've got to manage that incident. So we've got to be professional. We've got to manage the incident, and we've got to get everybody back round safely. We've got to deal with it. What's on hand at the time.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree left Heysham rather late this afternoon, 7 minutes before three. She'll be back into Douglas at about 25 to seven this evening. Not that you can see anything at the moment. Departing this evening for Heysham at 8:30, arriving there at about 9:15. The overnight departure, 1:30 a.m. back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 5:15. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 3:30, arriving in Liverpool at 6:15, departing this evening at 7:30, back to Douglas at 10:15. Tomorrow morning's departures, Mananan leaves Douglas at 6:30 for Heysham, and the Ben McCree departs Douglas at 7:45 a.m. for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
TT racer Dave Moffat showing signs of improvement after sustaining extensive injuries during a practice session crash. The resident of Douglas came off at Laurel Bank on the 31st of May and was flown to Aintree University Hospital. More than £8,000 has been raised already by well-wishers to support the family. Dave's son, Davey Moffat.
He's shown signs of improvement every day since Sunday. He's come out of theatre again yesterday. They've still got to take him back to theatre, but they've not had him booked in yet. And just going to wait to see how his CT scans are. On the night of his crash, they removed his spleen because he was at too much risk to fly. It was severely lacerated. On the Thursday that he arrived, he operated on his femur. They managed to pin that back in, and he held stable from then. And then Sunday morning, we got a phone call saying that he's deteriorating. He's 100% on oxygen, and he's developed severe pneumonia along with another infection. So all day Sunday, they were turning every 45 minutes. I think it's what they do with COVID patients as well. That really did help him out. He got his oxygen down to 45, and at midnight on Sunday night, they put him back onto his back where he's remained since. And since then, he's just been improving. He's still in an induced coma at the minute, and they're on about easing his sedation ever so lightly, trying to bring him round. But he's still due to go to surgery on his tibia, his shoulder. But his ribs have been fixed as well, and his left arm's been fixed as well. The amount of people that have been in touch with us is unbelievable. Just knowing how many people out there care about him, care about us as a family as well, it's really nice to know.
How are y'all doing? How is the family doing?
We're up and down. We've got a big family. It's nice support. We've had family come up, come and see us. We've had fellow racers come up, come to see us. We're doing okay. We have a cry and we're emotional, but hopefully we're over the worst bit, and it's a really long road to the recovery now.
I understand there's been a GoFundMe page set up to assist the family.
Basically, it's to help us because we have no assistance where we're staying at the minute. We're staying in a hotel. I mean, just getting us back to and from, back from the island. And obviously my mum, she's not going to be able to go to work, or my dad for probably well over a year. So that money would really help us out.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15 in the UK, the John Lewis Partnerships named the first three locations for its move into housing as part of its plans to build 10,000 homes in the next 10 years. The retailer plans to build on Waitrose shops in Bromley and West Ealing in Greater London and to demolish a John Lewis warehouse in Mill Lane, Reading. John Lewis first announced its plans to move into housing in February 2020, shortly after Dame Sharon White took over as chairwoman, but it took until last July to set out its clear intentions and a further year to submit planning applications on site. John Lewis said that the rental homes will be built for different size households ranging from studio flats to four-bed houses, and short and long-term lease tenants would have the option to have their homes furnished by John Lewis. To read a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. The war in Ukraine will slice global growth by almost half this year, from a year ago to 2.9%, according to the World Bank. The conflict that began in February has combined with the China lockdowns, continued supply chain disruptions, and the risk of stagflation to make it hard for many countries to avoid recession, said the bank president David Malpass. Among advanced economies, including the US and Europe, growth forecasts to slow to 2.5% this year. Meanwhile, China's growth is projected to fall to 4.3%, while the economy in Russia is expected to contract by almost 9%. In the US, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the Biden administration was updating its March forecast to 4.7% average inflation this year.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks fell sharply after the ECB confirmed plans to begin raising interest rates in July. US stocks extended losses as bond yields charged forward. Oil dipped, but still hovered around near three-month highs, and gold price lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down 1.5% at 7,476. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.7% at 14,198. In the United States. The trading day continues, and the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.4% at 32,770. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.4% at 12,033, and the S&P 500 down almost 0.5% at 4,096. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.252, €1.17.5, and 19 South African rand 28.4. In commodities, gold's down 0.4% at $1,845 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 0.1% at $123.47.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Many eyes will be on the planned racing on the mountain course during Senior Race Day tomorrow, but on Saturday there are plans for an action-packed day at the Belown course in the south of the Isle of Man for the post-TT races. Phil Edge is from the Southern 100 Club.
Hopefully Saturday afternoon we have practice between, I think, 1 and 4, and then 5 till about 8:30, we have three solo races, and inevitably we've got quite a good entries for all of them, and sometimes we get a few of the late entries with riders who decide after they haven't had enough of the TT, they want to come and get back to racing as a mass start racing down at Belown.
As it stands, there are a couple of other names that have put themselves down. That must be quite a nice thing to add into the mix, that, you know, there are different names that can throw their hat in the ring, as it were, each year.
Yes. You know, we've got usual suspects that have come regularly with the post-TT, likes of local riders, obviously. Ryan Neen, Nathan Harrison, newcomer Joe Yeardsley, just to mention a few of them. And we've now got additional entries have come in. Paul Jordan, who had a magnificent third yesterday, his first podium. on the mountain course. Veteran Mark Parrott, who stood on the top step of the Manx Grand Prix before now. Thomas Maxwell, Stephen Tobin.
As we're speaking right now on Thursday afternoon, there is a jam-packed schedule on the mountain course, scheduled for the Friday as it stands. Should circumstances change around that and we see one or more races move to, say, the Saturday when the post-TT is on down at the Balaun, what is the process for yourselves? What happens at the Balaun?
We could run late afternoon, early. If not, depending on the medical situation with the medical medics and marshals, there is a possibility we could run on the Sunday afternoon and early evening.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamy, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamy, good evening. Starting with the TT and introducing warm-up laps at this year's races is a good decision. That's the view of racer Peter Hickman, who claimed his third win of TT 2022 yesterday in the Super Twin event. Before riding to victory, he'd undertaken a practice lap around the TT Mountain course, something which was introduced this year as part of safety improvement. Speaking after it, he told Manx Radio he thinks it's a positive change.
For me in particular, I think it's a good thing because I don't like the mornings. I'm a bit slow in the morning, so yeah, it just kind of gets you into the groove of it. I think overall, joking aside, from a safety aspect, it's absolutely spot on, it's perfect.
Meanwhile, staying with the TT, four riders who've impressed throughout this year's festival have been nominated for an award at this year's event. Nathan Harrison, Milo Ward, Jamie Coward and Dominic Herbertson are in the running for the title of Monster Energy People's Challenger 2022. The competition wants to find out from spectators, out of the four, who would they class as the best underdog, hero on the course, or simply who would deserve it the most. People can vote online at www.iomttraces.com and entries close at noon tomorrow. And elsewhere, taking a look at athletics and several of the Isle of Man's youth athletes put in positive performances as they recently competed at the Under-15 and Under-17 Inter-Counties Track and Field Championships in York, representing Lancashire. Macy Hillier managed a new personal best in the 1500 metres of 4 minutes, 49.8 seconds. Elsewhere, Lucy Ormsby managed 4.39 metres in the long jump, with Regan Corrin separately managing 5.44 metres. Meanwhile, Andrea Ekalango completed the 75 metre hurdles in 13.14 seconds, despite also carrying a leg injury. And last but not least was Sam Perry, who in the 800 metres contest put in a time of 2 minutes 3.3 seconds.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 25 past 5 Logan Air from Liverpool came in at 10 to 6. Next inbound is the 5 to 8 Logan Air from Liverpool, the patient transfer return plane. That's on time at the moment. The 5 past 8 Logan Air from London City showing on time at the 25 to 9 EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time. Departures, the 10 to 6. EasyJet to Manchester is delayed till 5 past 7 this evening. The 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool patient transfer plane is delayed till 6:30, but it's not showing as a delay inbound later tonight, so you may need to watch that. And EasyJet 9:05 to Gatwick again is showing fine. On the roads, do be aware tomorrow morning, roads around the Snaefell Mountain course will shut at 10 before the Monster Energy Supersport Race 2 takes place from 10:45. Do be aware of that. Also, Castletown, Castle Street, one way northbound for building work. Details for the buses at findmybus.im. Howarden Avenue is closed in Howarden Avenue Lane is closed in Douglas for scaffolding works. Doon Loop Road's closed for those new replacement water mains, and the section of Mill Road near the power station in Peel is closed. And of course, be aware, outside of practice and race, the mountain road remains one way course direction from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig until next Monday morning at 9:30. Strictly enforced, and of course, cycling is prohibited on the mountain road at this time.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
Fastabye, good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. Remember, Update is available as a podcast, one of 65 series of podcasts. You can find out more details at the Manx Radio app and also at manxradio.com. Now, poor weather forecast has put paid to today's rescheduled races, so the senior race day tomorrow will look different. So we sent Lewis Foster down to the grandstand to grab fans' thoughts on the rain, their hopes for tomorrow, and find out where they're going to watch the action tomorrow.
Oh, very disappointed, yeah. We'd like to get out there and to see the gut bikes going around, yeah, absolutely.
You here tomorrow?
Yeah, here tomorrow, going back tomorrow night.
And how long have you been over for? You seen many races?
Yeah, we've been here since Monday, Saturday.
Friday even.
It's been a good week.
It's been a big week, yes.
But where would you like to go see it tomorrow then? Or fingers crossed it goes ahead.
Bottom of Bray Hill probably, if we can get there.
Very disappointed, looking forward to it today. Just to see the 600s because it's such a race.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Disappointing, but enjoyed the paddock day.
Senior race day. Looking forward to it?
Oh, definitely. Head up the mountain, weather permitting.
That's going to be your vantage point tomorrow, is it?
Definitely, up the bungalow.
100% the bungalow, yeah.
I feel sorry for the people who come over here, but hopefully tomorrow it'll be a good day. Yeah. That's my thoughts on it anyway, yeah.
And you're not sure where you're watching from tomorrow?
No, not really. Just to see what my niece wants to do and her partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be out and about somewhere.
We don't know yet. Yeah, today we're going to look where we're going to stay for the race. Because we will be very busy.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what a nice day with a lot of races. And we hope the weather is in good condition.
Oh, I don't know. It was quite good at the Goose Neck and it's good at the bungalow. So we'll have to see. Well, we'll have to see what the weather is up to now, won't we?
Where would you like to see it from tomorrow?
Well, I think one of my favourite spots is the bungalow because you've got facilities there, but you've also got the view of the riders coming down, coming past, going out. If it's a beautiful day, there's absolutely nothing better to my mind than lying on the grass at the bungalow with a cup of coffee and watching them whiz by and up the hill.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard, producer Tessa Hawley. Well, fingers crossed for racing tomorrow. Of course, all the action is on AM 1368, the best biking station in the world, wherever you're watching tomorrow. I wish you well. There is post-TT action this weekend and a week on Saturday. It's the Parish Walk. 3 weeks next Tuesday, it's Tynwald Day. Summertime on the Isle of Man. No update tomorrow. Back on Monday at 5:30. Have a good weekend.
WINT.